My name is Kevin Shepherd. I'm a high school teacher over at Grand Valley High School in Parachute, Colorado. I teach AP US History, and for a project, several of my students will be interviewing veterans dating all the way back to World War II. We are working with veterans at the Community Living Center in Rifle, Colorado with Jeff Landstrom.
My name is Jeff Landstrom, and I'm the marketing director at the Veterans Community Living Center in Rifle. And just a little bit about our building. We're a 24/7 skilled nursing facility that caters specifically to veterans, their spouses, widows, and Gold Star parents. While we're one of five similarly purposed facilities in the state of Colorado, we're actually the only one on the Western Slope. And from the moment that Mr. Shepherd and I began talking about this project, I was immediately excited and ready to get it done, because this building really just contains a wealth of knowledge for anyone interested in learning about critical and pivotal times in our nation's history.
I'm Paul from Grand Valley High School. Today I'm interviewing Mr. Downing, Don Downing. He served in the Vietnam War, and yeah. Okay, so I got a few questions for you right here. So, the first one is, what rank were you during the war, you know?
Well, I was a private, and then I made Spec 4 in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Almost over a year to make Spec 4. Corporal, same as a corporal.
Yep.
And I only served 2 years, so they get the sergeant stripes. The guys were in there 3 years. And so, which is all right to me. I was getting out anyway.
Okay, so during the war, were you actually drafted in, or did you enlist?
I volunteered for draft for 2 years.
2 years.
If they volunteered, I mean, if you went in for the draft, you were 3 years. I thought I'd check out 2 years, see how it was. It was enough.
And like, you know, in general, do people actually, you know, volunteer in, or do they actually have to get drafted?
It goes both ways. I was from a patriotic family. My stepdad was a World War II veteran. Mm-hmm. Cousin was a Korean veteran. And then I thought I'd go into Vietnam and check it out. I wanted to fight the communists.
Do you know, like, what's the average time most of the soldiers, you know, during that time, how long did they serve in that? You know, in the war?
It was usually a 1 year term. Some guys you volunteer for extra, another year or two. But 1 year of combat was enough for me.
So I would like to know, like, your boot camp experience.
That was neat. A lot of exercise, a lot of running. Build up your lungs and just. You ate good and you ran exercise every day. I gained 20 pounds when I first went in the Army. Lost it in Vietnam first month. But I gained weight at the beginning.
Okay. So, what was it like, you know, when you arrived in Vietnam at that moment? What was it like in general, the situation at that time?
It's kind of scary. Almost like stepping back in time. Nothing modern there, hardly. Only electricity was in Saigon. No electricity in the villages out in the bush. They used candles and kerosene lanterns and stuff. No flashlights. Oh, yes. We Americans have flashlights, but they didn't. Like I said, stepping back in Stone Age time. And different.
Mm-hmm. How do you actually, you know, like, talk to your family back then? How do you contact them?
I wrote letters to my family. I didn't call or nothing, just wrote letters.
So, when you know, you were in the fields, did you do anything that would make, you know, like, good luck to make you safe or something?
The good Lord above us.
Sorry?
The good Lord above us. Pray to Jesus every day. It builds up your morale, builds up your spirit, and stuff like that. If it wouldn't have been for that, I wouldn't have made it.
Yeah. Do you, you know, record everything, what, you know, like what happened in each day? Do you write a diary or something? No?
No, you're too busy for that.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't go out on day missions, you went on night missions, night ambush. I was always going out on patrol day and night. You know. We didn't get no rest period like they did in the restaurant area. In the bush, you worked 24 hours a day.
What was it like when you returned to the United States?
It was terrible.
It's terrible.
Everybody hated us, the war veterans. Half my family turned against me. The society turned against me. It was terrible. It was disgusting. You went and fought for your country and come back and get abused, you know. It wasn't right. We got more appreciation nowadays than we did 50 years ago. Which is nice now.
Okay.
I just say, fight against communists and terrorist acts. Don't let them in your area.
Yep.
You know, they're bad people. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, sir. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Thanks for listening today. We're just so thankful for organizations like KDNK and educators like Mr. Shepherd, who are in the business of empowering youth education and are motivated enough to make these types of hands-on learning experiences happen in communities across the Western Slope.
This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, Grand Valley High School, and KDNK.